The gospel reading, as our Lord speaks to us about the talents which each person has been given, it'd be a pretty obvious point to be able to say, all right, I have to look at what God has given me and ask the question, what am I giving back? But we need to look a little bit deeper than that, because sometimes we might just look at the talents in this case as our abilities. But when we look at it, for instance, in the context of the first reading, here we have someone who is given the priesthood, and it's a question of what he was giving back to God. And in fact, it spoke about that at the end of the reading. He said, to execute the office of the priesthood, to have praise in his name, and to offer him worthy incense for an odor of sweetness. So if you look at it from that perspective, for most of you, God has given you the gift of marriage, and he's given you children. And so we could look at all the abilities and all of that that God has given us, which is a very legitimate thing to do, but sometimes we forget the most obvious ones. Look at our vocation. It is a call from God. It is a gift from God. And how often, I don't think anybody would have a problem seeing their children as a gift from God, but sometimes we kind of lose sight that our spouse is that way. And in fact, the gift of your children wouldn't be possible without the gift of your spouse, obviously. And so are we able to see that and to see what it is that God wants to do with that? That in itself can be quite a struggle, because sometimes, obviously, some people are rather difficult, and we might not see the goodness, we might not see the gift, and obviously then we might not see what God is trying to do with it. God is trying to make you a saint, and he's trying to make that other person a saint. And in the midst of the struggles, obviously, what we have to be able to do is to look at it as what we saw in that first reading, to be able to offer things for the Lord, to do it for God. This is exactly what St. Paul tells us to do. He said, whatever you do, whether in speech or in action, word or in deed, do it for the Lord rather than for men. Is that what we're doing? When you can see it that way, even in the best of relationships, even when you are absolutely head over heels in love with somebody and it's very easy to serve that person, don't take your focus off the Lord. Yes, if you are serving God in that person, you're keeping your focus on the Lord, and you are serving the Lord. But we want to look at our own motive. Just as what we see in the gospel reading, we don't know, but based at least on what our Lord is telling us in the parable, it didn't sound like the master of the household said, well, look, if you go out and get five more, I'll entrust you with some bigger stuff. He just entrusted him with five talents and expected that he was going to do something for his master. And so it wasn't looking for something in return. It wasn't saying, if I can go out and trade and make some more money, then I'm going to get something out of this. No, it was a matter of saying, I've been entrusted with this. I want to go and use this, and I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to give it to the master. Well, what has our Lord given us? What is our motive? So that, again, even in the best of situations, we can still do it all for the Lord. In the worst of situations, there isn't much option, because I can guarantee you, you're not going to want to do a lot of things, especially for this other person. But if you do it for the Lord, then it changes everything in the way that your motive is. You're still doing the same kindness for the other person. The action hasn't changed, but the charity in the heart has changed. The motive for why we do what we do has changed. That's what we want to be able to do. So look at what God has given to you. Look at your vocation. Look at your state in life. Look at your situation. Because again, it's easy sometimes to see the talents and abilities that we have, and we want to use those for the Lord, which indeed we do. But let's not forget what the Lord has called us to. I don't suspect he's called many of us to be saints simply by using our ability. He's called us to be saints within a particular vocation. And so the question is, how are we living that vocation? No matter what it is, if it's a vocation to single life, if it's a vocation to the consecrated life, whatever it might be, it doesn't matter. It's a question of, what is God asking of me in this for him? And then whatever it is that he's asking, then we come back to that point of St. Paul, do it for the Lord. If we can do that, then we can be at peace. If we can do that, we can be filled with joy, because it's not being selfish. And even if someone else is using you, even if someone else is violating you, you can still be filled with joy, because what you're doing is for the Lord, not for that other person. So yes, you're doing things for that other out of charity, but not solely for that purpose. It's for the Lord. And when we do it for the Lord, then we will find that joy, we will find that peace, we can find the fulfillment that we're seeking, because it's not about the self, and it's not just on the natural level. There's a supernatural motive for what we're doing. And when that supernatural motive is there, then we are giving back to the Lord with what he has given to us. Dominus vobiscum. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.